This is The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN. A compassionate, conservative, reasoned voice. Not just for today's headlines, but for issues that matter to you. Perspective from a distinguished career of service in the U.S. Army. Courage from hours in the pilot seat of a military helicopter in war and in peace. Knowledge of cultures from around the world. Experience from a lifetime of service to America. What matters to you, from the dinner table to the halls of power? Conservative, compassionate, reason. That's The Point.
Welcome, fellow Alabama friends, citizens, and patriots. This is the 2nd of March, 2026, and this is The Point with Bill Crawford and producer extraordinaire Brian Temple. We're glad to be with you today, and we've got a lot of ground to cover without a doubt. But one of the most important things I need to cover is something that has happened to me for the second time today. My granddaughter was born, Lillian Crawford, at 10:01 today, weighing in at 6.5 pounds. And I will report that mother and child are resting comfortably, and we are glad Lily Ann is here with us.
Congratulations, Bill.
Hey, it's a good thing, you know.
It's the best job ever, isn't it?
It is the best job ever. So
I'm looking forward to it.
I'm looking forward to meeting Lily. I hadn't had the chance to do that yet. She was born down in Tampa, Florida, but we will see her soon enough. I am certainly hopeful of that. And I thought it was interesting just listening to the ads as we were coming in. They were talking about the rescue cat, and guess what? Today is National Rescue Cat Day. How about that?
How about that for timing?
How about that for timing? But one thing that I do want to mention is who is going to be on our show today. Our first guest is going to be Miss Brandy Quick, and she is in charge of Ditto Landing, and there is a lot happening down there. She will be joining us at about 2:20. Looking forward to that interview. And then later on today at 3:20, we're going to be joined in studio, maybe even a little bit earlier, with Kenesha Dees, the anchor of Fox 54 News. As you know, we are a Fox radio station. We have a good partnership with them, and we've had Kenesha in the studio before, and I'm really looking forward to that. But the most important thing that's happening today, now, normally we are focused on events that are centered around Alabama. But when we are at war, I feel that is something that we need to discuss, and I'll give you my take on it just a little bit, and then later on we're going to get into more detail about what is actually happening now. And a lot of people look at this war and they say, oh, wow, this just happened. You know, this has only been going on for a month or so, and we're mad at Iran. Folks, our animosity between these two countries goes back for decades and decades. Prior to 1979, the U.S. Had, in fact, in the early 60s, they had placed the Shah of Iran into power. And they had disposed the radical Muslim leaders and put the Shah in power. And what the Shah of Iran did was he pretty much westernized the country. People were able to drink alcoholic beverages. They were able to wear, the ladies were able to wear Western clothes. They had Western plays going on over there. Western, by Western, I mean us. You know, we are Western to them. They had Western movies playing in the cinemas. They were having, living a pretty good life. And
they actually had ladies as doctors and lawyers.
Yes, they did. They completely changed the Islamic culture. But what happened was, even though we thought that was a good thing, not a lot of people in Iran were very fond of that. They were very anti-American. And in fact, essentially, they ran the Shah of Iran out of town. Now, the Shah had cancer, and he came over to America and had some treatment at Lenox Hill Hospital, but he eventually passed away. My first encounter with anything to do with Iran was as a senior at West Point. My roommate was a New York City resident, and his mother was actually a nurse at Lenox Hill Hospital where the Shah was receiving treatment. And we went down, we were just walking around, and we were going to go down and say hi to his mother, and we encountered a group of Iranian nationals in front of the hospital, and they were burning dummies in effigy of the Shah and really saying some bad things about the U.S. And my little group of buddies were boxers and football players, and we almost got into it with them, but we passed it on by. So what happened later in that year is a religious group led by then Ayatollah Khomeini, they overthrew the Shah's regime and established an Islamic Republic. And what they did was they wiped all the stuff that the Shah of Iran had done just completely off the books. And they went right back to an immediate Islamic state that viewed the U.S. as their total enemy. And then on November 4th, 1979, a group of student followers of Khomeini took over. They took over the U.S. Embassy, and they captured hostages, and they held those hostages, 52 of them, for 444 days. And what this did back at that time was it really put the U.S.-Iranian relationship just went right down the drain. And in my humble opinion, it has never, ever, ever gotten better since then. The Iranian people just don't like us for whatever reason. They view that that our lifestyle in this country is decadent. It is totally viewed as being against their beliefs. And ever since that happened in 1979, we've pretty much been not perhaps in a declared war, but we've certainly been in a state of hostility for 47 years. Interestingly enough, when the hostages were released after Ronald Reagan became president, and it was kind of interesting because the hostages were on a plane to leave out of Iran, and they sat there on the tarmac until such time as Ronald Reagan was sworn in as president, and only then did they let them go. Also, during that time, we had what military called the Carter Desert Open, where Jimmy Carter sent a bunch of special forces aircraft to try to get the hostages. It was a disaster, and that, by the way, spawned the growth and birth of what we now know as the Special Operations Aviation Regiment, or Task Force 160th, and ever since then, they've been doing that special ops mission. So, the trouble that we're having with Iran today is not just something that happened and began in the Trump administration. It's been going on for years, and it has came to a head right now due to concerns, I believe, over nuclear weapons, or at least that's what we're being told. But suffice it to say, this war has been brewing for years and years and years, and now we are at war. What kind of war it is, I don't know, but we will talk a little bit more about that later. I just wanted to give some folks some perspective on our history with Iran, because it's not a very good history. So let's go ahead and take a break, Brian, and we'll
come.
You
know, it seems like every time we go and meddle in someone else's country, things go bad.
Well,
including in the 60s when we put the Shah there.
We meddled in that country, and we put the Shah in, and he was not the kind of leader I think that country wanted.
There was a group of people who did not want that.
Yeah. And in my humble opinion, I tend to agree with you. When we stick our toe into a quagmire, we get sucked in, and we're getting sucked in now. Only God knows how long this will last, but I'm going to have some more thoughts on this later on after we have our guest, Brandy Quick, on. So we'll go ahead and take a break and come back and talk to Brandy.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I've recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
Take it right to the edge with Donato's Pizza. That's right, with Donato's, they don't waste any space. And if you're going to put 100 slices of pepperoni on a pizza, you need to go edge to edge. And that provolone cheese is smoked and aged in Wisconsin. All of Donato's produce comes from right here in the Tennessee Valley as well. And Donato's is more than just pizza. Check out the subs, calzones, and wings as well. Two locations in the valley to serve you, in Madison on Madison Boulevard and in Huntsville on the South Parkway. Donato's Pizza!
Basketball fans, get ready as the Conference USA Basketball Tournament is set to return to the Rocket City and Probst Arena March 10th through 14th, featuring 20 men's and women's basketball teams playing 18 games with Conference USA titles and NCAA automatic bids on the line. It's 5 days of exciting hoops action at BBC Probst Arena. Jump into the action by getting your tickets now by visiting Ticketmaster.com, and we'll see you inside the BBC March 10th through the 14th. Come find out who will be putting on their dancing shoes.
You need a lawyer and pick up the phone. I'm attorney Gary Lackey. When you call for a lawyer, where does that phone ring? It might be in a call center somewhere, maybe 100 miles away, but my phone rings in my office.
The Lackey Law Firm.
I'm attorney Justin Lackey. My phone rings in my office, too.
So does mine. I'm attorney Jennifer Lackey. And when you've been hurt and need help, we're here. We're the ones who take your call.
And get what you deserve.
You want to talk to your lawyer. You don't want to reach a call center. With the Lackey Law Firm, that never happens.
The Lackey Law Firm.
And this is the most important part. We'll treat you like family, because that's exactly what we are.
The Lackey Law Firm.
And I'll go you one better. If you can't come to us, we'll come to you.
The Lackey Law Firm. The Lackey Law Family. 1-800-4-RIGHTS.
No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
No Wi-Fi?
How are we going to stream the game?
Mom, I have a research project due.
How are we going to make dinner?
Don't let power outages send your family into a meltdown. Get a Generac generator from Current Electrical. We keep your lights on and your Wi-Fi on. Visit GenSuperstore.com or call 256-880-1880. Trust us, your family will thank you.
Most current way to keep your power on, GeneracSuperstore.com.
In the market for a new or used car? Look no further than Hyundai of Decatur. With a large inventory of new, used, and certified pre-owned Hyundai models, Greenway Hyundai of Decatur is here to service all of your Hyundai needs. Come visit our exceptional service department as well. With state-of-the-art facilities and a caring team of automotive professionals waiting to service your vehicle, make Hyundai of Decatur your number one choice for all your automotive needs. Give them a call today at 256-274-0279 or visit them online at greenwayhyundaiofdecatur.com.
You've been paying on that life insurance policy for years, but maybe you don't really need it anymore, or it's gotten a bit too expensive. Well, before you just let it expire, let Neighbors Insurance Solutions share with you some alternatives that you haven't considered. Don't throw away something that still may have great value for you. If you want to learn more about what Neighbors Insurance Solutions can do for you, call 256-763-7693. A death benefit could be a life benefit. Learn more at 256-763-7693.
This is Talk Radio, WZZN.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Bill Crawford, and as it said, this is Talk Radio WZZN. This is The Point with Bill Crawford, along with producer extraordinaire Brian Temple. We're coming to you on this cloudy March 2nd, but also a warm March 2nd. So we're glad for that much, without doubt. And right now we are joined by Brandy Quick, who is the executive director of the Huntsville-Madison County Marina and Port Authority. Did I get that right, Brandy?
You got it exactly right. Good job.
Well, thank you very much. Well, let me tell our listeners a little bit about you. Brandy accepted this job in February 2016, and one of her main responsibilities is the revitalization of Ditto Landing and Ditto Landing's East Harbor through the implementation of a big picture master plan. We'll talk about that later on. Prior to joining the Ditto Landing team, Brandy spent 19 years as the employee of the Von Braun Civic Center and was a member of their senior management team for 15 years. Brandy earned her bachelor's degree in administrative science and her master's in public affairs from UAH. In 2021, she served as the regional director for the International Association of Venue Managers, Region 5, covers all the Southeast, and she currently serves as immediate president of the South Huntsville, Maine Business Association Board of Directors, and also holds the position of board secretary with Legacy General Federal of Women's Clubs. Brandy and her husband have a son named Cooper. And Brandy, we'd like to welcome you to The Point. How are you doing today?
Doing great. Hope you're having a great day as well.
Well, we are having a great day, and I want to talk a little bit about Ditto Landing. And for our listeners who may not be even familiar with Ditto Landing, I happen to be. I'm a Southeast Huntsville kind of guy. Tell everybody a bit about it, where it is, and what its main function is currently.
So Ditto Landing is the only place in Huntsville that you can touch the Tennessee River without being on the arsenal. So that's one of our claims to fame. But we are all about outdoor recreation. We have campsites. We have boat slips. We store boats in dry storage. We're part of a 16-mile circle of greenway that goes all around South Huntsville. But mostly we find that people just like to come to Ditto Landing just to relax and enjoy the river. We have the greatest views of the sunset, but also the Cumberland Plateau. And we've got a lot of new things coming up, which I think we're about to talk about.
Well, let me ask you this. Probably the first question I should have asked you, where did the name Ditto come from, other than just, you know, what a Ditto is?
Well, I don't know that anyone could copy us, so I don't think it's that kind of Ditto.
Okay.
But Don Ditto had a ferry crossing here at the Tennessee River, and he crossed from Andrew Jackson. Lots of famous people crossed the river here at Ditto Landing. But the Tennessee River wasn't the same as it is now. So the Tennessee River moved a lot more quickly, but it was a lot narrower. So there was a ferry that crossed. It was a cable-driven ferry. They had, I can't say whether it was a mule or a horse, but it was drawn on a pulley that pulled the cable and moved people across the Tennessee River. Of course, TVA has changed the Tennessee River a lot since the 1930s, and we've seen a lot of changes. But yes, that's how we came about our name with Mr. Ditto.
Well, hey, that is fascinating. I did not know that, and I actually couldn't find it on the internet anywhere, so that's why I had to ask you, and obviously you knew the answer to that. So let's digress just for one moment. So, you know, a lot of people find themselves in occupations that they never thought they would do in their life, and so tell me how you came to be in your position at Ditto. Are you a native Huntsvillian?
Yes, I grew up in Hazel Green, actually. So I've lived in Huntsville all my life. We've become kind of a rare breed to be the folks that grew up in Huntsville. I'm proud of it, and I love saying that I grew up in Huntsville.
Well, you are correct. That is the rare breed. I'm not. I'm from Lawrenceburg, Tennessee, and traveled all over the world in the military, but certainly have it good here now and love this place. So how did you come to be the executive director and the driving force behind Ditto Landing?
So I worked at the VBC for 19 years, and absolutely loved my time there. I made a lot of friends. I made a lot of connections. But I just wanted to grow my career. I wanted to grow my impact. And I got an email that came out that it was just a blanket email that came out from the mayor. And Mayor Battle put out an email that said that the Huntsville-Madison County Marina and Port Authority was looking for an executive director. And I started reading through the job description. It was several pages long, and I started kind of taking a look at it. And being from the north side of Huntsville and even closer to the state line, I hadn't really been to Ditto Landing much. And so I came down and kind of took a look around and realized that this diamond in the rough and secret that Huntsville held and the biggest secret and all that was actually true. And I wanted to make a difference. So I thought, well, I'm going to throw my name in this hat because all these things that are on this job description kind of were in my wheelhouse. So I thought, well, we'll give it a try. And I met with the board and really enjoyed my talk with them. And they decided to take a chance on me. And I took a chance on them. And here we are 10 years later. And we're making some big progress.
Well, I think I may have told you in an email that one of my wife and I's favorite things to do when the weather's right is go down there with our little dachshund and walk around and sit on a bench and watch the sunset. It's beautiful down there. So what is actually the current status of Ditto Landing and some of the things you have going on, and then we'll talk about the future.
Yes, so you'll hear me talk a lot about collaboration, and that is the thing that makes Ditto Landing so special, is that we collaborate with so many different organizations. Many people come in to our office and they say, are you city, are you county, you know, what is Ditto Landing? And the answer is yes. We are city, we are county, we are private, we are public, we are all the things. Because the city and the county both work together to appoint our board. And then we function separately from the city and the county. So we're that kind of organization. We function very similarly to the hospital or the airport authority. And we can operate separately like that, which gives us a lot of flexibility to do things. So some of the things that we've done over the past 10 years is we've done some changes to help us to be able to operate more when we flood. And sometimes when I do speeches, I call that our five-letter F word because it's not any fun, but we understand that we have to do it. That's something that TVA designed us to do, and that we realize that we have an important function to be able to accept the extra water that comes down the river, so that that other places don't flood. So we're very aware of our importance there. But we also, in the last 10 years, we've gotten East Harbor, which some people might remember as the Whitesburg Boat and Yacht Club. That came under our umbrella several years ago, and so we've been revitalizing that space. And by revitalizing, we've done several things. We've realigned the entry so that it's a little easier and safer to get in and out of. With the help of an ARPA grant, we have put in a new launch ramp. We've got some new projects coming up where we're going to redo the outdoor restrooms down there and put a new roof on the restroom space to make it, you know, just more welcoming and easier for those that are using the greenway to enjoy. We worked with Innovate Alabama and Singing River Trail to put a bike repair station down there at East Harbor. So lots of things happening down there. We added 70 new campsites. So we got 40 new campsites, giving us a total of 70. And so those 40 campsites are full hookup sites. So that allows the larger RVs to be able to come in and have sewer hookups. So they have sewer, electric, water, and internet hookup to enjoy when they come to Ditto Landing. We have elevated some of the roadways coming in so that, again, we can get people in and out a little easier when we flood. So that's another thing we've added. We've added overnight security that are on property 365 days a year to make the facility safer. So we've had just a lot of projects that have been happening. And then we've added a few events, and most of those are free to the public so that people can come down and enjoy a little bit of extra fun when they come to Ditto Landing.
Well, now, one thing I do wonder is, how many people do you have on your staff to make all that happen?
That's the key to it. So we have 4 full-time people that work with us, and one of those is me, and I always like to say that I don't count because so many times I'm out of the office talking about Ditto Landing and working to get more for us, and that makes 3 folks that are here full-time that are doing keeping everything running and making sure everything works and looks the way we would like it to look. But then we have a lot of part-time staff, seasonal and just part-time year-round. We have a lot of volunteers. We have lots of people that just care about Ditto Landing, and they just come out and help us. So while we don't have that many paid employees, we have a lot of people that work to make Ditto Landing great.
Well, you know, one thing I was noticing on some of the stuff you sent me is that there are things, there are some events going, and I'm just down the road. There were some events going or planned to go on down there that I didn't even know about. So a couple of things I was wondering about. One, what is reeling and smoking? Sounds like fishing and barbecuing. Is that what that is?
Well, not so much fishing. We have fishing down here already, but it is a barbecue competition. And it is a team competition. So a lot of our backyard barbecue teams come down. We have about 35 teams the past couple of years that have participated. So you do need to round up a team to be part of that. And when you come, we're KCBS sanctioned and Alabama Barbecue Association sanctioned. We're going to add some extra dynamics to our competition this year in that we're going to have a kid queue. We have a little bit of extra competition for the kids to participate in, but keep in mind that that is a team competition. So it's not just something that you can come down and sample barbecue. You've got to come down and do the work.
So what about the summer concert series on the second Tuesday in May, June, July, and August? Are those local bands that come down there and play, or are they who does that?
Those are local bands. Artemis Music Productions helps us to find those bands. We've had some great performers, and we do that. That's free to the public. So think about like concerts in the park, but with an amazing sunset and the river. So you can come down. It's free, and you bring your picnic dinner, your blankets, your dog, your family. Everybody comes down and just relaxes and enjoys the music, and we have a wonderful time. It's over by the Kingston Pavilion, and, 400 or 500 of our closest friends typically show up for those. And, again, because of our sponsors, it's a free event, and that's on the second Tuesday of each month.
That's pretty cool. I think I'm going to have to check that out this year. This is another event that intrigued me, Rods and Wheels Cruise-In. On November 7th. What is that?
That's a car show. You might can hear some helicopters flying over. But that's our car show. We've had that for about 10 years now. We have 120 or so cars come down for it. It's just become a really popular event. So we have every hot rods of all sorts, whether they're new hot rods or your classic cars. And we just love to have them. We have live music. We have food trucks. Lots of fun for those, too. And, again, that's one that just it's been a collaboration. We had several car clubs that came to us and were interested in getting involved. And, in fact, if you are out along the parkway on that Saturday at about 8 o'clock, you can hear them all rumble down the parkway. They have a really good time doing that.
Oh, that sounds like just something really cool. One thing I was wondering about, this goes from my rumor control department, is I've heard rumors of more stuff that's going to be developed down there. I've heard rumors of restaurants and an entertainment district and maybe something similar to what's happening in Mid-City. Is there any truth to any of that?
That might be a stretch. We do have an entertainment center that's on under construction right now.
Okay.
So that entertainment center is going to be fabulous. We'll have some live music that goes along with that, but we'll also be available for those who want to have a wedding or a conference, if they want to have just a small trade show, any of those type of events, corporate events like their Christmas party or a picnic, those kind of things, we'll be available to rent for those now. And we'll see between 400 and 600 will be one of our max numbers, depending on how many people you would like to seat and how that configuration looks. Now, you talk about a restaurant. We do have a space, and we are currently looking for a long-term lease for a restaurateur to get in that space.
Well, that seems to me like probably one of the most scenic locations for a restaurant in our area. Is anybody jumping at that bait, pun intended?
Good one. I'm really bad to, have to keep my head above water and those kind of things, so I understand. We have talked to several restaurateurs, and we are always open to talk to more, but there have been three or four that have been really interested in it, so can't say any names right now, but we are definitely hearing some interest.
But there's not a facility yet that would be developed as part of that, I would assume.
So the restaurant building is already being built, and the event center is already being built.
Oh, I did not know that. Ooh, I look forward to that. I'll be one of the first people to make a dinner reservation down there. I can assure you of that. Well, what else is going on there, or is planned to go on that I just didn't catch?
Well, you can't forget that we're part of a 16-mile greenway system that goes around South Huntsville. So when you're coming from your house and you want to make that whole loop, whether you're riding a bike or walking or running, that's just a really big asset for Huntsville, especially South Huntsville, to be able to enjoy. So we want to definitely keep that in mind. We have our Independence Day celebration, which is our technically our 4th of July celebration that happens the last Saturday in June. We always want to mention that. We shoot fireworks that day. We have live music. And, again, that's free. We ask that you pay a little bit in parking. And anytime anyone wants to come down, volunteer or make a little donation to help us out with any of these events, we sure do appreciate it. We also are always looking for sponsors. But I don't know if you mentioned, but we have our Christmas on the River, which is a month-long Christmas event. Have you been to that?
Yes.
Good. Yes. Wonderful. We have really enjoyed putting that on. This is we've got about 4 years under our belt with it. So life-size Christmas cards. We do fireworks during that event as well. We have a model train set up that I don't know that anybody could match in this area. Snow Village, all of that. People, that's just been a really huge blessing that I did not anticipate. There were others, Commissioner Riddick, he told me that was going to be a highlight, and I did not realize how popular that was going to be. And we have a volunteer that does a scavenger hunt list, and kids, adults, everyone, they come in there and they will spend all kinds of time just looking for those particular items that are in our snow village. We have a holiday market during that time. We have a 5K run that we partner with the South Huntsville Business Association, and we also do live music, and we decorate. We have some of our boaters that decorate their boats. So lots of fun during Christmas on the River, and again, all those events are at no charge to the public. And we just want to say thank you to the public for all they do for Ditto Landing, and we do that in partnership with lots of businesses that help us out, as well as the city and the county.
Well, hey, that is great. And I got one final question. The clock is sneaking up on me. If a family just wants to come down there and use the pavilion and have a picnic, do they have to reserve a table in advance? Are there any restrictions on the type of food or beverages they can bring? How does that work?
So we rent that pavilion most of the time on weekends. So give us a call and let us know if you're interested in doing that. We have lots of picnic spaces that are available, but that pavilion is pretty well used for weddings and such. So give us a call and let us know. You're welcome. We don't have any food restrictions, so come down and you can bring whatever kind of food you'd like to bring. But definitely give us a call to see if that pavilion's going to be available. If you want to ensure that it's available, then give us a call in advance and go ahead and rent it. And then we provide tables, chairs, go ahead and make sure everything, restrooms are unlocked, stocked, and ready for you. Just really make it really easy for you to have a picnic.
Oh, Brandy, that's exactly what I wanted to hear. And the last thing I'm going to do, you say, give us a call, share your phone number or website with folks, and then we'll say goodbye and let you get back to your good work.
Be sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Ditto Landing. Really easy to find us there. Search for Christmas at Ditto to find out about Christmas on the River. Our website is www.dittolanding.com, or you can call us at 256-882-1057. I really appreciate you having me on.
Oh, and thank you so much. That was a wealth of information. Next time I'm down there, I'll find you and let you meet my little dachshund. So
that's great. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you very much, Brandy Quick with Ditto Landing. We'll go ahead and take a break and come back and talk about some more germane topics that are going on today.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
Take it right to the edge with Donato's Pizza. That's right, with Donato's, they don't waste any space. And if you're going to put 100 slices of pepperoni on a pizza, you need to go edge to edge. And that provolone cheese is smoked and aged in Wisconsin. All of Donato's produce comes from right here in the Tennessee Valley as well. And Donato's is more than just pizza. Check out the subs, calzones, and wings as well. Two locations in the Valley to serve you, in Madison on Madison Boulevard and in Huntsville on the South Parkway. Donato's Pizza.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
The Orthopedic Center. It's in the name. TOC, the premier choice for all your orthopedic needs. With over 40 physicians and 20 centers of excellence, TOC is the name to trust for complete, expert orthopedic care. And that word center, we mean it. With more than a dozen locations across North Alabama and the Tennessee Valley, TOC is in your community whenever you need us. As the state's largest orthopedic practice, TOC is built on trust. Trust we've earned with every patient we serve. You can see that trust on the field, too, as the official sports medicine provider for the Huntsville Havoc, Huntsville City Football Club, Oakwood and Alabama A&M Universities. Thousands of athletes and coaches count on TOC to keep them in the game. From student-athletes to unexpected injuries, our urgent ortho clinics offer prompt, expert care, no appointment necessary. So remember, when it comes to your health and mobility, trust the name that says it all. TOC, helping you live a better life.
AL cert number 21014.
Welcome in to the hottest and coolest game show around called The Freeze. Today's contestant, Bob. Bob, can you tell me the heating and air business that provides free service with repair?
Is it Talent Heating and Air Conditioning?
Can you tell me which heating and air business provides free second opinion?
Talent Heating and Air Conditioning.
You are our grand prize winner. You have won a visit from the number one heating and air business in the Tennessee Valley.
Talent Heating and Air Conditioning?
That's right. Talent Heating and Air is coming to you.
This is Thomas with Talent Heating and Air Conditioning, and you don't have to win a game show to use us. We have free second opinions year-round, and this summer we're doing free service calls with a repair. So just remember, call Talent Heating and Air Conditioning at 256-503-4490. or visit us on our website at talenthvac.com.
It's football season, and the only place to catch every game is the End Zone. With NFL Sunday Ticket, big screen TVs, and all the sports you love, we've got your playbook for fun. Two family-friendly non-smoking locations, Midtown on McMurtry next to Target, and on Cecil Ashburn Drive. Jumbo wings, cheeseburgers, Tex-Mex, pizza, plus daily specials, happy hour, big draft beers, and frozen margaritas. Open for lunch daily at our Midtown location, the End Zone, where every seat's the best seat in the house.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Your Fox 54 update.
I'm Fox 54 weather impact meteorologist Emily Owen. Expect to see mostly clouds for this Monday across the Tennessee Valley. High temperatures will be warming into the low 70s for the afternoon. A passing shower or two could also be possible heading into Monday night. We'll see temperatures fall into the low 50s, continuing to sit under a mostly cloudy sky.
Your Fox 54 forecast, only on Talk Radio WZZN.
Welcome back, everybody. This is The Point with Bill Crawford, and this is Talk Radio WZZN. If you are so inclined, feel free to give us a call on the Neighbors Wealth Management Hotline at 256-382-0724. Producer extraordinaire Brian Temple will answer said phone, and we will be in conversation about the topic of your choice. And also, if you're out there listening, please ensure that all of your friends, family, compatriots, and acquaintances know about us and to tell them they can listen in and give us a call, and we'll be glad to talk to them. One of the things about I like to cover in this little segment of the show is some of the interesting topics that happen in the news oftentimes in our state. And Brian, this is a classic example of how not to get elected to the state House of Representatives.
Okay.
A gentleman named Terrence Johnson was running for House Representative in House District 82, which is down around Opelika.
Okay.
And what Mr. Johnson did for a living was he owned a daycare center called By His Grace Daycare and Learning Center.
Well, so far, so good.
So far, so good. Sounds like a good candidate, a good, respectable business. But the business must not have been doing so well because he paid two accomplices $6,000 to burn the business down.
Is that the going right now? It seemed like it'd be higher.
It seems like it would be higher, but I don't know how much he was anticipating.
Must have been a couple of Russell County boys.
Must have been a couple of people who like to play with matches, but they were promptly arrested, and they were seen on security footage, and they also had many, many communiques with Mr. Johnson.
So he pays these guys to burn down his business.
Right.
And he doesn't shut off the security cameras.
No. Well.
So he's not a man who plans ahead.
I don't think so, and it doesn't sound like he was the sharpest tool in the shed anyway, if you want to go ahead and do something like that. But
and you don't outsource that. There's too many people involved.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
No, I didn't say that out loud. Sorry.
Oh, one other thing I noticed in the news, you may recall the other day we had Wes Kelly, who's the CEO of Huntsville Utilities.
Yep.
And they are looking to change Huntsville Utilities. I didn't know this.
I saw a little bit about this. You've got the article in front of you. You go ahead and read that, and let me see if I've caught up.
Yeah, well, what Mr. Kelly said, and he didn't discuss this when we interviewed him, is he said there really is no entity of Huntsville Utilities. He said there's a City of Huntsville Electric Board, a City of Huntsville Natural Gas Board, and a City of Huntsville Waterworks Board that's kind of sort of all worked together to end up somehow providing utilities. And
so just all kind of like an umbrella, but not really an official umbrella.
Yeah, it just, it's strange.
Okay.
Because it seems to me like, I know, at least in my case, my utilities seemed to work just very well. And when we interviewed him, he seemed to think that it was, or he gave the impression that the place runs very well. So I guess
they manage garbage pickup for the city, and they manage recycling for the city, don't they?
I think they do. That's who I call when I have a problem. And one other thing I noticed, we're eventually going to get some NASA people on the show so we can get a little more directed resource. But the Artemis mission has been pushed to 2027. So,
yeah, once they got back to the vehicle assembly building, they found the problem was a little more worse than they thought. So these things take time, especially safety. That's fine. If we're going to put people on the moon, let's get them there and back safely.
Yes, let's don't let another rocket blow up. So we'll go ahead.
And let's not do Apollo 13 again.
No, we don't want to do that again. So I guess, Brian, let's go ahead and take a break, and we'll get out of here and come back in a bit. It's the point of your...
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
Take it right to the edge with Donato's Pizza. That's right, with Donato's, they don't waste any space. And if you're going to put 100 slices of pepperoni on a pizza, you need to go edge to edge. And that provolone cheese is smoked and aged in Wisconsin. All of Donato's produce comes from right here in the Tennessee Valley as well. And Donato's is more than just pizza. Check out the subs, calzones, and wings as well. Two locations in the Valley to serve you, in Madison on Madison Boulevard and in Huntsville on the South Parkway. Donato's Pizza.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You're bringing your daughter to her favorite pop star's concert. Do you A, wear earplugs?
Isn't this fun, Dad?
I have a soft pretzel.
B, remember the moment with matching concert t-shirts.
That's going to be $180.
Or we can just take a photo.
C, show her how you used to do concerts.
We're going crowd surfing!
I can't! It's so heavy!
Oh my God! Ah.
Or D, just roll with it.
Woo! Justin! Look at us! We're over here!
Justin! OMG! I love you, Justin! I love you!
When it comes to parenting, there are no perfect answers. But that's okay, because you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
If you've ever been in a car wreck, it almost feels like being in a movie. I'm attorney Gary Lackey. I know your accident is the real thing, and they happen to real people every day.
The Lackey Law Firm.
I'm attorney Justin Lackey. There's a lot of talk right now about bigger, but when you've had a wreck and need a lawyer, is bigger better?
The Lackey Law Firm. The Lackey Law Family.
I'm attorney Jennifer Lackey. Having thousands of cases is impressive, but do you want to be just a case number, one with lots of digits?
Or do you need a lawyer who gets to know you? With offices in Huntsville and Scottsboro, when you've been injured, we take the time to help.
Even in your hospital room.
Because at the Lackey Law Firm, you're not a number. We treat you like family, because that's what we are.
The Lackey Law Firm. The Lackey Law Family. 1-800-4-RIGHTS.
And if you can't come to us, we'll come to you.
No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
When a team sticks together, it shows in the way they work and the way they treat you.
We don't just hire great people, they stay. On average, our managers have been with us over 15 years and company-wide turnover is under 3%.
It's a culture built on integrity and heart.
When you call, you get someone who knows your name, understands your business, and is invested in your success.
And that means service you can count on every time.
SportsMed is the official team physicians of the Rocket City Trash Pandas. And if the pros trust SportsMed, you can too. SportsMed provides every service you might need for complete orthopedic care, specializing in orthopedic surgery, sports medicine, joint replacement, spine surgery, neurosurgery, and podiatry. And they offer their own brace shop, in-house full-body MRI, physical therapy, walk-in clinic, and so much more. Four locations and on the web at SportsMedAlabama.com.
Your home of the Rocket City Trash Pandas is Talk Radio WZZN.
He's still a soldier.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Bill Crawford, and this is The Point with Bill Crawford. And we're going to be joined in our next segment by Miss Kenesha Dees, anchor extraordinaire, supreme from Fox 54. And folks, what I want to mention now, just a couple of minutes before we go out of here on break and then come back at the top of the hour. This country is at war right now, whether you like it or not, whether you agree with it or disagree with it. But one thing you have to know is this. Our soldiers and sailors and airmen and Marine and Space Command folks, they're in harm's way right now. So just keep them in your thoughts and prayers. And remember that when a soldier is deployed or a sailor is deployed, their family is not at the conflict, but they're with them. It's a hardship on everybody who does that. I know this personally. And just keep these folks in your thoughts and prayers. And again, no matter which side of the fence you fall on, whether you like or dislike what's going on, you have to support our soldiers and be there for them if need be.
Yeah, no matter how you feel about it, somebody's baby's out there. Some mama's baby's out there.
Yep, that's exactly right. And war is not fun. War is never fun. Nobody wins, usually, no matter how it comes out. So I guess, Brian, let's go ahead and get out of here, and we'll be back in a bit.
Tom Abraham here for my friends at All About Water. Crazy name, huh? Well, let me introduce you to them. All About Water is the top pond builder anywhere in the Tennessee Valley, and that includes remodeling or cleaning out existing ponds as well. They also have monthly maintenance plans for your pond. Don't have a pond? Well, how about a fountain or water feature for your property to bring that soothing sound of running water to your happy place? On the other hand, maybe you have water on your property that you don't want. Well, Ryan at All About Water is all about water, so he could take care of that as well. He has a background in fluid dynamics, and what that means is that he could take care of any water issue that you have. Finally, how about that irrigation system that you have or that you want? Well, they do installs and maintenance and repairs on those as well, because they are all about water. Learn more at allaboutwaterllc.com. That's allaboutwaterllc.com.
HD 97.7.2 WZZN-FM Union Grove, Huntsville, Alabama. Talk radio WZZN.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The major averages have paired from bigger earlier losses and are now mixed in afternoon trading as investors assess the widening Middle East conflict. Shares of defense and aerospace stocks are rallying, and ExxonMobil and Chevron and other oil stocks are rising as the price of crude surges. However, cruise operators are falling as investors anticipate shipping interruptions and higher fuel costs. Airline stocks are also failing to take off as many global carriers extend cancellations and rerouted flights to avoid the Middle East. NVIDIA stock is up 3% after the AI chip-making darling said it plans to unveil a new processor specially tailored to help OpenAI and other customers build faster, more efficient tools. In addition, NVIDIA is investing $2 billion in both Lumentum and Coherent as part of agreements to help accelerate advanced optics. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and four kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
This is Talk Radio, WZZN.
1819 News.
The University of South Alabama is denying that there is a queer animals lab going on at their campus. The school has made a statement regarding a report on the Comparative Cognition and Communications Lab, or C3PO lab, that is part of the USA Department of Psychology. The school says that the social media posts that are being made by the lead researcher, Dr. Heidi Lin, are part of her personal observations and commentary on her personal social media accounts and not officially part of this lab. USAID administrators say that Dr. Lin was using terms like queer animals in order to capture the attention of her viewers, and that the research into queer animal behavior has not been funded in any way with state or federal funds. The CP3O Instagram page has recently had several pages taken down that did have the lab's official logo watermark and was describing deep sea squids that engage in sexual behavior with either male or female other squids. A lot of the social media posts have now been removed or deleted, and USA says that Dr. Lin must now rework her personal social media and its connections to the university. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Are you enjoying 1819 News? If so, consider joining 1819 News as a member. As a nonprofit news organization, we depend on the support of Alabamians like you. Memberships start out as little as $5 a month, and you'll get access to exclusive content only offered to our members. You'll be supporting independent journalism done by people who cherish Alabama values. Become a member today by visiting 1819news.com and clicking Become a Member. That's 1819news.com and click Become a Member today.
A murder-suicide occurred at the Baptist Health Brookwood Hospital in Birmingham on Sunday night. 19-year-old Kenneth Terry Jr. has been identified as the gunman. The victim is a woman who was admitted to the Women's Medical Center, 24-year-old Janae Johnson. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
This is Talk Radio, WZZN.
Hello, listeners. I want to tell you a little bit about Minuteman Press and what we have to offer our community. We specialize in paper printing and can help from designing your piece to the finished product. We print media guides for many of the athletic departments at high schools and universities around the area. We typically purchase sponsorships from these schools as well to try and help them with their fundraising. Once we have reached our new normal, we also print all types of marketing materials for you to hand out either in person, via mail, or at various trade shows and events. At Minuteman Press, we're not just putting ink on paper, we're building relationships.
You invest in your customers with your heart, soul, and skill. Well, it's time to invest in yourself with the next generation Cat 255 compact track loaders from Thompson Tractor. After all, those who give their best deserve the best, and this machine has it all. With features that include a more powerful engine, tri-axle truck loading capabilities, a spacious cab, and a smooth ride for all-day comfort. Thompson Tractor knows how much value you place on your customer satisfaction. It's how you build your business. It's also how we build ours. Since 1957, hardworking folks like you have counted on Thompson to provide the absolute best lineup of equipment in the industry, all backed by a customer service and product support team that time and again have proven to be second to none. It's all about maintaining peak performance. Always has been, always will be. Visit ThompsonTractor.com for details. Thompson Tractor, we're here for you.
Four-time Grammy-nominated Joe Bonamassa, hailed as one of the world's greatest guitar players. Blues rock titan Joe Bonamassa, performing live March 19th at the BBC Mark C. Smith Concert Hall. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Joe Bonamassa. Every show is a new experience.
No Wi-Fi?
How are we going to stream the game?
Mom, I have a research project due.
How are we going to make dinner?
Don't let power outages send your family into a meltdown. Get a Generac generator from Current Electrical. We keep your lights on and your Wi-Fi on. Visit GenSuperstore.com or call 256-880-1880. Trust us, your family will thank you.
Most current way to keep your power on, GeneracSuperstore.com.
Your Fox 54 update.
I'm Fox 54 weather impact meteorologist Emily Owen. A quiet night expected across the Tennessee Valley for this Monday night. We'll see temperatures fall into the low 50s for the overnight, continuing to sit under a mostly cloudy sky. A mostly cloudy sky turns into partly sunshine for our Tuesday. High temperatures warming into the mid-70s for the afternoon.
Your Fox 54 forecast, only on Talk Radio WZZN. This is The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN. A compassionate, conservative, reasoned voice. Not just for today's headlines, but for issues that matter to you. Perspective from a distinguished career of service in the U.S. Army. Courage from hours in the pilot seat of a military helicopter in war and in peace. Knowledge of cultures from around the world. Experience from a lifetime of service to America. What matters to you, from the dinner table to the halls of power? Conservative, compassionate, reason. That's The Point.
Welcome back, everybody. This is The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN. And however you choose to listen to us, we're glad that you certainly are listening, either on your HD radio in your vehicle or on our website, which you can just go to talkradiowzzn.com, click Listen Live, or you can go to the App Store and search for Talk Radio WZZN. You will see the app pop up. Touch it, let the circle go around, and you get a green check that says, got it, and boom, you got the app.
And the best way to listen is how you're listening to us right now. However you found us, we're glad you're here.
We are indeed glad you're here, and we're also glad that Miss Kenesha Dees is here with us today. Kenesha, as you are well aware, if you're in this town, is one of the anchors of Fox 54 News, and she does a great job, and she joins us sometimes on Mondays, and this is one of those great times. Kenesha, how are you doing today?
I am doing good. Thank you so much, Bill and Brian. Happy to be back. Happy to be back behind the mic.
Oh, it's always a good day when our friends from Fox 54 come by to visit.
Absolutely. Yes. Well, let me ask you a question, something that I was wondering about, as one who is a professional in the news industry. I guess maybe I am too now. But
yes.
But what happens in the newsroom when you wake up and you've gone to bed and everything was hunky-dory in this great world of ours, and you suddenly find that we are a country at war? How does that go over in the newsroom?
Oh, well, we prepare for the expected, unexpected. We know that there are a lot of voices out there, specifically here in the Tennessee Valley, who have a lot on their mind. And being that this is a military town, we are aware that there's so many people with so many opinions and thoughts on what's happening right now with our country and overseas. And so we're prepared for that. We want to make sure that we hear from the people and that we disseminate the information, because it is a critical time. We disseminate that information in a thoughtful way, in a way that is obviously fair and unbiased. And it's a very touchy subject for a lot of people. We know that for sure. So we prepare for that.
Well, it is a touchy subject, and I don't know if we're going to get into some of that, but it's one where, you know, some people say, hey, this is a good thing, and some people say, why are we doing this thing? But one thing I would like to interact with you a bit about is this. Redstone Arsenal is right in our backyard, mm-hmm. and folks, whether you believe it or not, Redstone Arsenal is a place where the bad guys would love not to see exist anymore. And I know some of the things that happen normally at Redstone. You know, I was stationed at Redstone Arsenal in the Army back in 1992 when we had what I call the Norman Schwarzkopf Gulf War. And what happened in that time frame is everything was frozen. Nobody could leave Army. Nobody got promoted. We just all kind of were on a wait and see. And we didn't have to wait and see that long. But are you hearing anything on the arsenal? Is anything tightening up out there?
That's actually a great segue, Bill. Effective immediately, they're tightening up on ID checks for 30 days. This is for the Trusted Traveler program. There wasn't an explanation as to why, but given the circumstances that happened over the weekend, we would imagine that it has something to do with what we're seeing overseas. And so, again, effective immediately, the change is happening today. IDs are required for anyone entering the facilities. And of course, that impacts a lot of people. Redstone has seen a lot of changes, and that is one of those changes that people are going to see. And it'll remain, I'm reading that it'll remain in effect at minimum of 30 days. So that's something that folks here in the Tennessee Valley need to prepare for, because we do know a lot of people live at Redstone Arsenal. And so it's important that they're aware of what's going on.
Well, let me expound upon that a little bit, because that's something I happen to know a bit about. The Trusted Traveler Program is a program that dictates how people get on Redstone Arsenal. Now, when we're not at war, the Trusted Traveler Program means, like, if you and I went on the arsenal and I had an ID that allowed me to get on, I just have to show my ID, and they trust the fact that whoever I'm bringing in with me is okay. And you don't have to show an ID. But now, when that program is suspended, which you just reported that it has been, everybody in that vehicle has to have an ID. And they also have to have an ID that is valid and has not expired. And what folks need to know about that is, during prime time for entering the arsenal, which is, normally from 6 to 9 o'clock in the morning, the traffic will back up.
Mm-hmm.
And it will back up, and it will be slower. And you just need to schedule yourself a little more time to get on and off the base. Anything else you heard happening out there other than that?
Well, that's what we know so far. I do want to go back to the traffic impacts. Like, that's something that we at our station report on too every night. In our 10 o'clock show, we do a traffic forecast, and I'm sure that'll be a part of what we cover. But to your point, you do want to make sure that you give yourself ample time when you're traveling out there and when you're leaving, because, again, thousands of people work out there. And during this time, at least for the next 30 days, that's the minimum, they said, at least for the next 30 days, you'll want to pack your patience and just be aware of the changes that are happening.
Well, and another thing, being an ex-Army guy and a government guy for many, many years, there's a little program that the government and the Army has called Operational Security, which we call OPSEC. And OPSEC has a little saying, which is this: if you see something, say something. Yeah. And right now would be a really good time for some people with bad intentions to try to get on Redstone Arsenal and maybe do something that's nefarious. So if you're out there and you see somebody, like, taking pictures of a building or acting like they're trying to survey something or something that just seems very much out of the ordinary, that's probably somebody who's doing something they're not supposed to be doing, and you don't know what their intentions are. So you need to treat those seriously and report them to the proper authorities if you see something strange going on like that. And yes, it is going to be not a fun time to go through the gates. The arsenal gates, by the way, they're kind of pretty much clogged now anyway.
Already, yes.
Because everybody had to go back to work after COVID.
Yes.
So then
some of the gates closed because of changes. So that was always something to consider too, since last year.
Right.
Gates, yeah.
Well, the gates, they closed due to lack of funding. And the thing, just a little pet peeve of mine, is you never know. You never really can tell which one's going to be open.
Right.
Because sometimes it's closed, the other time it's not. And yeah. I've made many a U-turn out there when I was going the wrong way.
So. Oh, boy.
All right. So, Brian, let's go ahead and take a break, and we'll come back in a little bit, Kanisha, and we'll converse about other items in the news.
Yeah.
You're listening to
The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
Take it right to the edge with Donato's Pizza. That's right, with Donato's, they don't waste any space. And if you're going to put 100 slices of pepperoni on a pizza, you need to go edge to edge. And that provolone cheese is smoked and aged in Wisconsin. All of Donato's produce comes from right here in the Tennessee Valley as well. And Donato's is more than just pizza. Check out the subs, calzones, and wings as well. Two locations in the Valley to serve you, in Madison on Madison Boulevard and in Huntsville on the South Parkway. Donato's Pizza.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
Basketball fans, get ready as the Conference USA Basketball Tournament is set to return to the Rocket City and Probst Arena March 10th through 14th, featuring 20 men's and women's basketball teams playing 18 games with Conference USA titles and NCAA automatic bids on the line. It's 5 days of exciting hoops action at BBC Probst Arena. Jump into the action by getting your tickets now by visiting Ticketmaster.com, and we'll see you inside the BBC March 10th through the 14th. Come find out who will be putting on their dancing shoes.
Hi, this is Wes Neighbors. I'm here with Sam Fleming with Fleming Roofing and Restoration. Sam, tell the folks about Fleming Roofing and Restoration.
Hey, Wes. Our company, Fleming Roofing and Restoration, specializes in commercial and residential roofing and repairs. I'm a fifth-generation Huntsvillian, and our family's been doing construction business in Huntsville area since 1965.
Sam, what kind of roofs does Fleming Roofing and Restoration do?
Our guys are skilled enough, we can come out and address any kind of leaks or issues you might have on your commercial, on your metal roofing, on your shingles. We can do anything, and we can offer you a solution to repair it, or we can replace it.
But you guys also do insurance restoration.
Our staff has 10 plus years of experience as insurance adjusters, and we really do know the inside and out of the claims process at Fleming Roofing and Restoration.
Check out Fleming Roofing and Restoration online at FlemingHSV.com. Or you can call or text them at 256-651-9440.
Hey, Wes, we show up.
There's power in caring when it is put into action. Each year, our bankers serve on nonprofit boards, support our local educators, and volunteer with our hometown food bank. I'm Bobby Humphrey, Vice President of Business Development for Bryan Bank, and community service is just not a line item in our mission statement. It's who we are. Because, after all, Alabama is our home, too. That kind of commitment to community might not be what you would expect from a bank, but it's exactly what you can expect from us. Give us a call or stop by one of our two offices in the Huntsville area and experience unbeatable service and legendary results.
Bryan Bank, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS ID 2428943, member FDIC.
It's an amazing time in our industry. Things are changing so rapidly. With digital signatures and workflow software, we help our customers work from anywhere. This helps you save time and money and upgrade your technology. Like I said, it's an amazing time to watch our customers grow and succeed.
Just ask anyone.
Have you ever turned your back on God? Have you ever absolutely known the right thing to do and just turned around and walked away in disobedience? I know that I have. Aren't we thankful for our great and merciful God who loves us and forgives us and remembers our sin no more? I'm so thankful that His mercies are fresh every day. I need that, and I suspect you do too. Hey, I'm John Deese, pastor of Cross Point Church, and if you're looking for a church home, come see us. We're smack dab across the street from the YMCA in Madison, and check us out at cpcfamily.org.
This is Talk Radio, WZZN.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Bill Crawford, and this is The Point with Bill Crawford, alongside news anchor Kenesha Deese.
Kenesha. Hello.
Oh, hey, we are so glad when you come in the studio. It brightens up our day.
Oh, I'm honored to be here. A joy to be here with you all.
Well, we're not going to be all gloom and doom, but there is one thing I wanted you to you and I chatted about this earlier about a protest or something that's going.
Yes. Yeah, we did talk a little bit about that before we went on air. There is what's called a Huntsville emergency protest. We'll be covering that. And it's to stop the war in Iran, of course, considering the developments that happened over the weekend. And it'll be in like the downtown Huntsville area. That'll be happening in about less than an hour. But it just goes back to what I was saying earlier about how there's just so many voices right now about concerning what's going on with our country and outside of our country. And it's one thing that we've noticed in the Tennessee Valley, that people will make their voices heard. And that is one way that they're doing so.
And folks, you know, if something like that happens, all I will say is this, depending on your point of view, that is either something you might want to participate in or something you might want to avoid. So
yes, yes. Just, and then there's at times too, Bill, there's counter protests as well.
Right.
So again, bringing this conversation back full circle, you had asked the first question when we wrap up the news day and we find out what's going on, like with the war, how do we prepare? Well, that's part of it. We're ready to hear what people have to say. And it's part of what we do on a daily basis is sharing those stories out there that's happening in the community around us and the world around us.
Well, speaking of things happening in the community around us, I think there's some good things going on that you may be able to enlighten us on.
Yes, this is a little bit more lighthearted. We kind of touched on it last week when you had one of our guests from our news team, Logan. She covered the IKEA, which is really amazing because the opening of the IKEA store is the first in the state of Alabama, and it's here in the Rocket City. But it's really cool, like how we're able, our area is able to bring in different businesses and retail. That just speaks on the growth of our area here in Huntsville. Well, at the time when you did the sit down with Logan, the store hadn't opened yet, but it's now open. It's now open. And we had a chance to, I mean Jordan, our chief meteorologist, we had a chance to actually try out some of the things that they're known for, and that includes their Swedish meatballs. And I got a hand at trying, I believe it was like their plant-based version, and it's pretty good. I've never shopped at IKEA before, but I think it's something very unique and niche to our area that's growing. And
it's
we're
very
learning
addictive.
Oh, you were going to say something,
IKEA
Brian?
Is very addictive.
Oh, you tried it yourself too?
Oh, well, I've been to the one in Atlanta. I've been to the one in Charlotte. And so I'm excited to have IKEA here. Now, Bill and I were talking about this the other day. I love shopping local, but there is a couple of things that IKEA does better.
Oh.
And I have a little bit of a romance with some of their cookware. I try to shop, I try to shop local wherever I can, but their cookware and their meatballs.
Cookware. Okay.
Yes.
And apparently they're also known for like their jam, which I did not know. And I tried it. Ooh. It was pretty good.
Well, now let me ask you this, for the trying of those things. Yeah. I know you and Jordan probably got some VIP treatment because you're VIPs, but is that like a restaurant in there or is it just like a grocery store? We just go buy them and take them home.
It's a grocery store. I believe I haven't gone inside myself, but they have like hot meals and it kind of reminds me of like, even though Publix is more so a grocery store, Publix has like its own deli section, so you could get your hot foods there. It's kind of like Costco too.
Someone kind of described it like a Whole Foods, the Whole Foods, yes, over here, but like the hot bar and everything.
Is it like a Whole Foods with furniture?
Yeah, I think it's a Whole Foods with furniture. There you go. Well, it's Whole Furniture.
My nickname for Whole Foods is Whole Paycheck, but we won't even we won't go down that
again
road.
There's a couple of things they do better than anybody else, but you know.
Well, you know, speaking of just food in general, stuff like that, I lived in Hoover for many, many years, and every year the Birmingham News would do a Best in Birmingham, and they would pull all the restaurants, the places to eat, and the winner every year of the best fried chicken in Birmingham was Publix.
Oh.
Have you ever had their fried chicken?
Yeah, and I've had their subs. Like, I'm originally from Florida, so. Well,
that's where they started.
Yes,
right?
They were headquartered out there, more so Central Florida. But
oh, you know all about the pub sub then.
Oh, yes, yes. Big fan of that. Big, big fan.
Well, you know, the deli down there at Publix has, I think it has the best sandwiches and the best deal in town. They really have some good food. So, hey, Publix, why don't you sponsor this show? All the free stuff we're giving you here. But no, I love, you know, I can only imagine if somehow my checking account would be able to sort like an Excel spreadsheet, there'd be a lot of Publix on there, but they do good food. Speaking of good food,
yes.
Just for what it's worth, I think they're going to actually come on board and sponsor our station. Have you tried Hattie B's hot chicken?
No, but I've heard so many good things about them.
Well, we tried it the other day, and I will attest that it is really, really good. They one of the things that I use to judge a place that fries chicken is how well they make collard greens. And they had the best collard greens that I have ever had.
I'm listening.
Yeah.
I'm listening.
It's worth going. So what's some other good, fun stuff that's going on in this neck of the woods?
Well, we're going to kind of like take a little a pivot. This is not necessarily the upbeat news, but we found out that Governor Kay Ivey appointed a new Madison County Commission chairman, succeeding Mac McCutcheon. That's Ronald Rex Vaughn II. So he'll now be the Madison County Commission effective today. This is governmental topics as far as leadership in our area. So he'll be filling that seat.
Well, I think Mac had been the chairman of the commission for many, many years.
Yes.
And I didn't realize until you just mentioned that mm-hmm. I would have thought that the commission would internally vote on who their chairperson would be. But I guess mm-hmm. somehow Governor Ivey has a handle in all that. So, and again, all these folks are going to be up for election this year. So pay attention to your ballot box. What else is happening in the world of Fox News in Hunts Vegas, Alabama?
Hunts Vegas. I like that title. We also, so this is going to take a little bit as we move along, and we're kind of going at a pace where we're going from like lighthearted back to serious news. We got an update from the Madison County Sheriff's Office. There was a school threat. And we've seen a lot of those within the past year, but particularly at Monrovia Middle School last week, there was a threat, and the sheriff's office found that there was no ongoing danger regarding students and staff. And so just a little sneak peek into what we're going to do later on tonight, this evening. We're going to look into what would essentially constitute a school threat and a lockdown, because we've seen too many in between threats happening in the Tennessee Valley, and we want to look into that. People may want to know, well, what would make a school threat and what would cause a school to go into lockdown?
Well, you know, I think people also would want to know not only just what would make that happen, but as parents, you know, what could you do to prevent that from happening? Mm. And I know just on the national basis, I have seen many stories. Actually, I think now they will convict the parents if they find out they were contributory in some way to that. But, you know, and I'm going to watch that because that interests me. You know, I wonder what the level of fidelity is for someone, you know, like some little kid maybe making a crank call, picking up the phone and say, hey, I'm coming to school with a bomb. You know, how much proof do they have to have, or do they have to take everything at face value? And if somebody says something, that's it. They just shut it down.
Yes. You said something that reminded me of school threats, and it was, I want to say, because you said now parents are held responsible and they're held accountable. It reminded me of that Oxford High School shooting that happened in Michigan. And I believe those parents were the first in history to be held accountable and responsible for that shooting. But just centering on the topic of school threats and how parents have a role too in their child.
Well, what happened in Monrovia? Can you share the story, or is it out there yet?
Yeah, so there was a note. Apparently, there was a note and a single small caliber round of ammunition, but there wasn't a gun located on campus. Hmm. So, yes, that's according to authorities. They found a note and a single small caliber round of ammunition, but no gun was located.
Well, it seems to me like if you're going to do something with that round, you have to have a gun. But I guess in order to fire the gun, you have to have the ammunition. So I would imagine that that's something that people have to take very seriously. Well, you know, I think we talked last time that you were here that the end of February, beginning of March, from a news perspective, unless we declare war, is kind of a slow time. I guess the person who gets the most out of the late February, early March is your compatriot, Mr. Jordan Dressman, who there's always something to talk about in the weather. And one thing we noticed was that Jordan and Emily Owen, their small but very accurate weather team, they were, I think for 5 years in a row, they were named the most accurate weather forecast team in the Tennessee Valley.
Yeah, small but mighty, but yes, they've maintained that title for 5 years now, and it's really something to be commendable. Like that is I applaud them for that. It's
yeah, the
it's
smallest
really
weather team in town.
Yes.
Has the most accurate forecast for 5 years from Weather Rate. And you know as well as I do, you don't do weather in this town for very long if you're not good.
Yeah.
So I think Jordan and Emily are doing a bang up job. I think they're all right.
I think they're doing good too. So anything else that's happening that you're going to report on that are you tracking?
Yeah, we're like I said, we're going to continue to follow up on like what constitutes. That's going to be my assignment for the evening. What constitutes a school threat and what would cause a school to go into lockdown. And what's interesting about that too is according to our report on it, there at Monrovia, there was no lockdown and students and staff weren't in danger. So that's why we're going to explore more of what that would mean for a school.
Well, you know, as I reflect back on my time here in Huntsville, and I was here in the Army from the early or late 90s and, I guess late, I don't know, 1992 was when I left. I may have my math out of whack, but I was here for a few years and have been back here as a federal employee since 2008. I don't think I can recall a school going on lockdown here in our area.
Wow.
I mean, can you, Brian? I don't.
There have been a couple of brief ones, and it was nothing more than just like a social media threat or something like that. To add a little insight into the gallows humor sometime of a new TV newsroom, we always say, oh, it must be exam time. The kids are calling in bomb threats. and it usually ended up being nothing, or people just are, you know, kids just spouting off, but to get a free day out of school. But on the other side of it is you can't take that too seriously. You cannot investigate it because – you know, it's the time you blow it off and something tragic happens. And then you've not only got a tragedy there, but also you've got a lot of questions to answer. Why didn't you take this seriously? So, I mean, you're playing with fire. And, I mean, you know, my point is don't say it unless you mean it. And then if you don't mean it, don't say it. So there's another way to get a free day of school. I mean, you know, if you haven't learned how to fake being sick by now, don't. Don't go making it bad for everybody.
Well, the best way to get out of school, and it used to be a good way to get out of work on the arsenal, was snow. I would wake up in the morning when we had snow on the ground, go look at the computer and say, aha, Redstone Arsenal is closed. And then along came COVID.
Oh,
and
boy.
Once that happened, there was no such thing as a snow day. It was a remote work at home day. So that luxury is forever gone.
Welcome to being essential.
Yeah. Yeah.
Turned everything on its head. Yes. Yeah.
I was not essential. Trust me. So what's happening? What happened this week in Huntsville? Anything happened? Any events in your life?
I'm glad you mentioned that. We'll end it on another positive note. But this weekend, since we were talking about being honored, something totally unexpected for me personally, I was honored by the First Seventh-day Adventist Church with an Excellence Award for Black History Month.
Oh, congratulations.
Yes, I was awarded that honor by the senior pastor, and it was just out of body. I was able to go up to the pulpit and receive the award and then have a chat like what I'm doing now mm-hmm. with the general manager of WJOU, a radio station as well. And we had a sit down and we talked about what I do as a journalist and integrity and reporting. And it was just a wonderful experience. But the day, it doesn't end there. This was all on Saturday. On Sunday, I was able to MC a Black History Month festival that's been going on for almost 25 years.
Oh, fantastic.
Yes, right. Yes. It was at Trinity United Methodist Church.
Oh, okay.
Yes, and it this year was the 24th year. They're going to make the big 25 next year, but this was my third year straight doing it, and it's always an honor. I just love communicating with connecting with the community, and it just brings so much joy to me, and being honored was just, that was beyond me, and I'm not religious, but I give all that glory to God, because God is why I'm here. He's the one that Amen. Made a way for me to be here.
So. There you go.
Yeah.
Well, did you somebody nominate you, or how did you get selected?
Well, they reached out to me. They just sent me an email. The senior pastor, he's so patient. Initially, he had emailed me, but I wasn't able to find it in my email. And so he reached out to me via social media. And I'm like, oh, I didn't see it in my inbox. And then, unfortunately, I found it in spam.
That happens all the time.
And so, thankfully, I'm glad he reached out again. And I was able to find it. And I suppose the rest is history. But no pun intended. But yeah, it was a beautiful way to close out Black History Month.
Oh, that. Well, what other activities did you participate in that? For that particular month, anything at all? Or
those, I think that was it for me. And normally I do the festival for the past 3 years. Normally I do it every year. It's normally towards the end of the month. But as far as outside of work, that was it. But we did, within Fox 54, we did do a Black History Month special. And it profiled the many different voices in our community, and our reporters did a stand-up job. They did a wonderful job telling these stories. So that's also something still streamable for anyone to watch on our Fox 54 Plus app.
That's must-see TV. You really should go and look at that. I had a chance to look at some of that this weekend.
You did?
Yes. Well, I'm a cord cutter, so I watch Jordan on the Fox 54 Plus app
uh-huh.
on my Roku TV. So I watch that, and that's available there too. It's really powerful work. Y'all did a great job.
Thank you. Thank you. We appreciate that. And I'll be sure to tell the team if they're not listening.
Well, just out of curiosity, I know Birmingham is known for having many civil rights leaders. Are there any that had roots in Huntsville that I'm just not aware of?
I'm glad you mentioned that, because one of the stories that we did do was one of the survivors of the 16th Street Baptist Church bombing.
Mm-hmm.
One of our reporters, Caleb Aguayo, he profiled Susan Collins Rudolph, and she's made a stop here earlier in February, either late January or early February, to tell her story. And then he followed up with her and actually went out to Birmingham. Now, although she's based in Birmingham, is what I'm trying to say. Although she's based in Birmingham, she came here to the Tennessee Valley to tell her story, because it's part of the traveling that she does in telling her story.
Well, you know, one of the back in another life when I worked for the housing industry, I did a lot of interactions with the Jefferson County Commission, mm-hmm. and I did a lot of work with Commissioner Chris McNair, okay. whose daughter was one of the ones who died in that bombing.
Wow! What a personal connection.
Yeah, he was a county commissioner down there. He was in, you know, I was working for the housing industry, and the housing industry has to have sewer, and he was the sewer baron for Jefferson County. So he and I did many, many meetings together. And I will tell you one thing, just also on a lighter note, as we're about to get out of here, I played golf with my wife this weekend, and something that I normally don't do, I had a birdie, which...
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, you didn't tell me then.
No, I had a birdie. Normally, I have either a bogey or a double bogey, but I had one great shot and made about a 20-foot putt. And I was just dancing around the green.
I'm so happy for you. We need to do golfing, too. I've made a birdie every year since, I think, since 2024, I've participated in some kind of golf tournament or been on the green. We need to get out there on the green.
Hey.
Oh, here we go.
Let's go.
Fox 54 versus Talk Radio WZZN.
Hey, we can do, well,
we do a scram. We got a golf tournament coming up.
Yeah. You do?
Yeah, we got our charity golf tournament. It benefits Make-A-Wish Foundation, Alabama.
Ooh.
We do a lot of fundraising and stuff there. I tell you what, we need to have our people call your people.
Yeah.
And make a love connection. And make sure that you guys are there. We've got a lot of opportunities for you guys to help us with that call. It's coming up in April, I think.
Perfect. Yeah,
so we'll find out more. Bill and I found out more at staff meeting tomorrow, and we'll try to make a love connection.
Yes.
And you know, Jordan, I had him on one day just talking, and he said he would love to play golf, but he needs somebody to teach him. And you know, a tournament like that, which is fun, that's a good time to do something like that.
Yeah. Well, see, and this is a best ball tournament, so you only need one good person on your team.
Well, then maybe I would have to shoulder that burden, but yeah. Okay.
Yeah, my handicap involves a placard on the cart. That's how bad I am.
Okay. Oh, well, Kanisha, anything else you want to chat with before we get out of here?
Sure, sure. One thing, too, you can follow me on social media, Kanisha D's TV. That's on Instagram and Facebook. And, of course, stay up to date with Fox 54. We gave you a little tease of what you can expect tonight, but tune in at 5:30, at 6 o'clock streaming, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock. We have a lot more in store for you all to listen in.
Are you guys working on your election coverage?
Yes, I know you mentioned that before, Brian. We actually have a producer who we had a little huddle about primaries coming up soon. So, yeah, that's something that we have our eyes on.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of noise. I do have a point I'd like to make. You mentioned the protest coming up this evening.
Yes.
Let's have a little talk to the fake news crowd. Go out there and yell at that. You're going to see. I want you to understand there is a difference between the journalists that work at your local station and the people who talk and are entertainers at the big cable stations. Mm. I want you to understand that when you yell fake news, you're yelling it at the wrong people. You see great journalism here at the local level. Let them do their job, okay? The people on TV, on the other cable channels, they are their entertainment. The reason they're under their entertainment wing of their companies, you're going to see real journalism at the local level. People like Kanisha and people like all the different people from the different TV stations, they're going to do great work. So let's make sure we have it peaceful. Let's help keep real journalism alive here at the local level because they're in our community and they have the drive to keep it straight. And to give you a straight answer, and to not try to spin it, just tell you how it is. So let's have a if you're going, let's be peaceful. If you're going to just observe, that's fine. You need to have your voice heard. But if you're going down there to cause trouble, maybe do something else tonight.
There you go. If you're going down there to, as my grandmother would say, if you're going to go somewhere to cause trouble, just don't go. So, Kanisha, great interview, great chat, and we'll go ahead and get out of here, and Brian will be back in a few minutes.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I've recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
Take it right to the edge with Donato's Pizza. That's right, with Donato's, they don't waste any space. And if you're going to put 100 slices of pepperoni on a pizza, you need to go edge to edge. And that provolone cheese is smoked and aged in Wisconsin. All of Donato's produce comes from right here in the Tennessee Valley as well. And Donato's is more than just pizza. Check out the subs, calzones, and wings as well. Two locations in the valley to serve you, in Madison on Madison Boulevard and in Huntsville on the South Parkway. Donato's Pizza!
You've been paying on that life insurance policy for years, but maybe you don't really need it anymore, or it's gotten a bit too expensive.
Well, before you just let it expire, let Neighbors Insurance Solutions share with you some alternatives that you haven't considered. Don't throw away something that still may have great value for you. If you want to learn more about what Neighbors Insurance Solutions can do for you, call 256-763-7693. A death benefit could be a life benefit. Learn more at 256-763-7693.
You've got to experience Toyota-thon at Bill Penny Toyota. They've got the selection with over 700 new Toyotas to choose from. And they've got the extras with Bill Penny perks and a 10-year unlimited warranty. So get on over to Bill Penny Toyota today and experience Toyota-thon. Bill Penny Toyota in Huntsville and online at BillPennyToyota.com. Bill Penny's Toyota 10-year unlimited warranty is valid through the 10th year of ownership. Valid on new vehicles only. See dealer for details.
If hunting and outdoor recreation are your passions, it all starts with the right property. That's where I come in. I am Bo Butler with Southland Realty and Auction, a hunting and recreational land specialist and a Jackson County native who sees land through a hunter's eyes. Just as you trust your guide on a big game hunt, you can trust me to find the perfect property for you. Thinking of selling? Let me help you make your land attract buyers. Remember, Bo knows land. Call me at 256-609-0512.
By now, you know about Eagle Masonry and Insulation, and maybe you know that Eagle also does landscaping and dirt work, but how about after paint work? Shower doors, shelving, and mirrors, all taken care of by Eagle, the same Eagle that takes care of all your masonry, insulation, and landscaping needs. Eagle brings the same level of expertise to all these disciplines, and they're ready to provide you with a free quote. The website is the same, insulatewitheagle.com, as is the phone number, 256-755-1556. Give them a call and see what Eagle can do for you. Eagle saves you time. Eagle saves you money.
AL Cert number 21014.
Welcome in to the hottest and coolest game show around called The Freeze. Today's contestant, Bob. Bob, can you tell me the heating and air business that provides free service with repair?
Is it Talent Heating and Air Conditioning?
Can you tell me which heating and air business provides free second opinions?
Talent Heating and Air Conditioning.
You are a grand prize winner. You have won a visit from the number one heating and air business in the Tennessee Valley.
Talent Heating and Air Conditioning?
That's right. Talent Heating and Air is coming to you.
This is Thomas with Talent Heating and Air Conditioning, and you don't have to win a game show to use us. We have free second opinions year-round, and this summer we're doing free service calls with a repair. So just remember, call Talent Heating and Air Conditioning at 256-503-4490 or visit us on our website at talenthvac.com.
Your Fox 54 update.
I'm Fox 54 weather impact meteorologist Emily Owen. A quiet night expected across the Tennessee Valley for this Monday night. We'll see temperatures fall into the low 50s for the overnight, continuing to sit under a mostly cloudy sky. A mostly cloudy sky turns into partly sunshine for our Tuesday. High temperatures warming into the mid-70s for the afternoon.
Your Fox 54 forecast, only on Talk Radio WZZN.
Welcome back, everybody. This is The Point with Bill Crawford, and that was one of our favorite guests, Miss Kenesha Dees, who is the local anchor of Fox 54 News. You can watch her tonight at, I think, both 6 and also at 9 o'clock. They come on just a little bit earlier. We've only got a little bit of time here, but I do want to talk a bit about this war that's going on right now. You may wonder, how did this thing happen? Why did we have a war with Iran? Well, I mentioned earlier to open the show that we have had issues with that country for many, many years, way before 1979 when the hostage crisis came about. And it's just came to a head recently. And I think some of the problems that are happening over there is just the unrest and essentially the mess that country is. Their currency is essentially worthless. Their currency is called the real, and it's created widespread economic hardship and also mass protest and riots where thousands were arrested and hundreds were killed. And that was one of the things that our leadership in this country said, no, we don't want to have that happen. We want to do something to see that stop. And because of that, there was a breakdown in diplomacy where we were negotiating with our leaders were negotiating with the Iranian leaders about nuclear limitations and security guarantees, but all of that fell apart. And when that fell apart, that's when I think the leadership in this country said, we've had enough and we're going to go to war over these differences. So what's the goal with this war? I'm not really certain, but I know one of the things our leadership has said is so that they will not obtain a nuclear weapon. Now, not that long ago, we supposedly bombed their nuclear capability out of existence, but obviously somebody thinks that they were trying to get that started up again. And that's what was the impetus for Operation Epic Fury, which is going on even as we speak. Our leadership said they wanted to dismantle the regime's security apparatus, destroy their navy, destroy all of their threats, and that is what has happened. I think even while we were on the air, the Navy had 11 ships, and those 11 ships have been sent to the bottom of the sea. And we had also said it was not about regime change, but folks, there's going to be a regime change. There has to be, because their supreme leader, the Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, is dead. Their head of the National Defense Council was killed. Their commander-in-chief of their armed forces was killed, and their defense minister was killed. So that pretty much is a clean sweep. So there will be a new regime. And one thing I wonder is how that is going to happen. The way they normally select their supreme leader is they have a council of 88 senior clerics who pick somebody. But folks, all I can say is this. That's a mess over there, and we're right in the middle of it. And I know in the history of this country, especially recently, when we get in the business of trying to change a regime, it doesn't always work that well. It didn't work that well in Afghanistan, and it didn't work that well in Iraq. You know, if you think back to the news clips of us essentially leaving Afghanistan with our tail tucked between our legs. So I can say this, I don't know enough about what's going on in this war to comment on it very cogently. All I can say is this, is we're at war, and it's wars never end with a very pretty parade often. They often just end. So enough about that. I'm going to go ahead and get out of here, and we'll be back in a bit. Wrap it up.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
Take it right to the edge with Donato's Pizza. That's right, with Donato's, they don't waste any space. And if you're going to put 100 slices of pepperoni on a pizza, you need to go edge to edge. And that provolone cheese is smoked and aged in Wisconsin. All of Donato's produce comes from right here in the Tennessee Valley as well. And Donato's is more than just pizza. Check out the subs, calzones, and wings as well. Two locations in the Valley to serve you, in Madison on Madison Boulevard and in Huntsville on the South Parkway. Donato's Pizza.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
Tom Abraham here from my friend Ross Roberts and his team at Valley Equipment Rental, and they have a brand new product for you. If you happen to be standing on a concrete or tile floor, Valley Equipment has the perfect cleaning solution for you. Whether it's new construction, daily work areas, or an area that's been neglected for too long, the Valley Equipment team of experienced professionals can help you choose the right floor scrubber or sweeper for your needs. Valley even has the right cleaning products for the job. Call Valley Equipment Rental today to learn more. Make a clean sweep with Valley Equipment Rental.
Specializing in simple and affordable rentals, McCurry Van and Car Rental can make sure you have just the right vehicle for your next family vacation, weekend getaway, or if you just need transportation while your vehicle is being repaired. McCurry carries Ford Transit vans and Mercedes Sprinter vans, trucks and work vans, and more. And they offer discounted rental rates for long-term rentals. Now with four locations, Athens, Muscle Shoals, Coleman, and Huntsville. Log on McCurryRentals.com to make your reservation now. That's McCurryRentals.com.
If you've ever been in a car wreck, it almost feels like being in a movie. I'm attorney Gary Lackey. I know your accident is the real thing, and they happen to real people every day.
The Lackey Law Firm.
I'm attorney Justin Lackey. There's a lot of talk right now about bigger, but when you've had a wreck and need a lawyer, is bigger better?
The Lackey Law Firm. The Lackey Law Family.
I'm attorney Jennifer Lackey. Having thousands of cases is impressive, but do you want to be just a case number, one with lots of digits?
Or do you need a lawyer who gets to know you? With offices in Huntsville and Scottsboro, when you've been injured, we take the time to help.
Even in your hospital room.
Because at the Lackey Law Firm, you're not a number. We treat you like family, because that's what we are.
The Lackey Law Firm. The Lackey Law Family. 1-800-4-RIGHTS.
And if you can't come to us, we'll come to you.
No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hey folks, Arthur Seed, managing partner at University Kia, letting you know we are proud supporters of Alabama and Auburn football. Swing by University Kia today and check out our huge selections of brand new Kias, including the spacious Telluride 8-passenger SUV, the slick new K5, the sporty Kia Seltos. We've got perfect cars for every lifestyle and budget. Visit UniversityKia.com to view all our amazing offers and get pre-approved amenities. Because we want to see you in a Kia. Roll Tide, War Eagle.
Welcome to Kern Electrical, where teamwork powers every project. Our champion sales team takes time to understand your needs, tailoring the perfect Generac generator for your home or business. Our project managers handle all coordination, ensuring a tackle-free installation. Our certified installation crews ensure peace of mind, even in the darkest moments. With our service and maintenance lineups, you can be assured we're with you every step of the way. Experience the home team advantage of Kern Electrical, your Generac superstore.
Most current way to keep your power on, Generac Superstore.
Your home of the Rocket City Trash Pandas is Talk Radio WZZN.
And I'm still hoping, waiting, praying, I did not die in vain.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Bill Crawford, and this is the final segment, short segment of The Point with Bill Crawford. Today, we had an interesting conversation with Miss Kenesha Dees of Fox 54 News. And Brandy Quick from Ditto Landing. If you've never been there, you really ought to go. It's a hidden treasure in Huntsville, Alabama. Tomorrow, hopefully, we will be able not be needing to talk as much about war stuff as we did today. That is my hope. And we will have tomorrow more traditional programming. We're going to have Bill Baim, does a lot of architecture work for the city of Huntsville, and also Dr. Casey Wardinsky, who's going to continue our discussion about some of the issues that face our school system that people don't really talk about. So, folks, thank you for listening. Tell your friends, tell your family. Join us.
Tell your ex-wife.
Well, I can't. I don't even know where mine is, so I can't tell her. But with that, folks, we'll go ahead and let you go. And remember this. Now more than ever, no matter where you are, no matter what you're doing, there's a soldier, sailor, airman, member of the Space Command, and Marine, and many others who are doing whatever they can to make sure that we enjoy life we do in this great country. And let's not forget them. Keep them in your thoughts and prayers. And finally, Brian, I got to say happy birthday to my new granddaughter, Lily.
Happy birthday, Lily.
Happy birthday, Lily. So, we'll talk to everybody tomorrow, and this is Bill Crawford, and I'm gone.